A secret whispers through trading floors and online forums pass between those who've learned to read the market's hidden language. The stock market isn't the chaotic casino most people imagine. It's a pattern, a rhythm, a force that reveals itself to those willing to look beyond the noise. For two decades, one trader navigated these waters, accumulating insights that challenge everything conventional wisdom teaches about buying and selling stocks. What if everything you've been told about waiting for dips, avoiding all-time highs, and trusting analyst upgrades is precisely backward? What if the real edge comes from doing the opposite of what feels safe? The answers lie not in complex algorithms or insider information, but in understanding the market's fundamental nature and your own psychology.
The market speaks two languages, trending and sideways. In uptrends, buy high and sell higher. When stocks close above their upper Bollinger Band, enter. Exit below the middle band. Tesla's 2020-2021 surge exemplified this, making new highs while skeptics waited for pullbacks that never came. Stocks at all-time highs often keep climbing. Amazon made over 100 new highs between 2016 and 2021. The key? Volume at least 50% above the 50-day average on breakouts, signaling institutional money. Your psychological barriers about expensive stocks are just that, barriers you've created, not market realities. Downtrends demand the reverse. Sell low, buy lower. When stocks close below their lower Bollinger Band, short them. Traditional oversold indicators become dangerous. Stocks can stay oversold for months while plummeting. Sideways markets, occupying 60 to 70% of trading time, reward classic buy low, sell high. Here, RSI below 30 signals buying opportunities, above 70 suggests selling. The cardinal rule, trade with the trend, never against it. Fighting trends is like swimming against a riptide, exhausting and usually fatal. Finding exceptional stocks requires patient observation. Watch candidates for several weeks before investing. The best stocks surge on good news with volume spikes exceeding 50% above average, yet barely decline during bad news, perhaps dropping 2 to 3% when the broader market falls 5%. They slice through psychological barriers like $50, $100, or $200 in a single day on strong volume. High PE ratios don't disqualify stocks. Amazon traded above 100 PE in 2015, Netflix exceeded 300 PE in 2018, and Salesforce maintained triple-digit valuations during explosive growth. The market prices future potential before it appears in financial statements. New all-time highs shouldn't trigger selling. Microsoft gained 400% after breaking its 2000 high in 2016, while Apple soared over 1000% after surpassing its 2007 peak. The ideal setup combines technical strength with negative sentiment. When everyone hates a stock showing technical improvement, tremendous upside awaits. Look for short interest above 20%, negative analyst coverage, but improving patterns like higher lows and increasing volume on up days. During corrections, focus on resilient performers maintaining their 50-day moving averages. These often lead the next advance. Small cap stocks with fewer than 25 million shares, revenue growth exceeding 30%, and growing institutional interest sometimes produce 20 to 50% gains in weeks. The market's reaction to news matters more than the news itself. Volume never lies. While predicting bear markets is impossible, recognizing their early stages isn't. Every significant downturn begins with the death cross, when stocks' 50-day moving averages cross below their 200-day moving averages. This signals traders to protect capital by exiting longs or shorting. Momentum stocks, the high flyers of bull runs, often experience the most dramatic reversals, frequently surrendering entire advances within 12 months of market tops. This vulnerability stems from stretched valuations. Near peaks, momentum stocks trade at irrational PE multiples no realistic growth can justify. When momentum slows, investors notice extreme valuations and sell, triggering negative feedback loops. Cisco Systems exemplified this during the dot-com era, soaring from $10 to $80 between 1997-2000, only to crash back to $10. Short selling requires precise timing. Only attempt after confirming trend changes via moving average crossovers. The best candidates show tremendous prior appreciation with decelerating revenue growth. Use wider stops of 10 to 20% when shorting, as bear markets feature violent countertrend rallies. As prices decline, shift from trading to value investing. Seek quality companies fallen 40-50% from peaks, with PE ratios below 15 and dividend yields approaching 4%. As Warren Buffett advises, be fearful when others are greedy and be greedy when others are fearful. The most successful investors view bear markets as sales on future wealth.
Trading success is 90% psychology, 10% technical skill. The market delivers brutal honesty. Profits mean you're right, losses mean you're wrong, forcing confrontation with your decision-making patterns. Successful traders accept mistakes without self-punishment, taking quick, small losses and moving forward. This emotional resilience separates professionals from amateurs who let losses cloud judgment. Daily rituals, meditation, or prayer before markets open maintain mental equilibrium. Physical health directly impacts performance. Proper sleep, exercise, and nutrition enable clear thinking. Professional traders operate like snipers, waiting patiently for perfect setups rather than acting from boredom or FOMO. Never hold losing stocks. Hope isn't a strategy. During losing streaks, step away rather than revenge trading. Focus on process, proper entries, stops, and targets, not money. Keep ego out, take full responsibility, and never trade without solid reasons. The market reflects collective decisions and doesn't care about your needs. Accepting this prevents taking movements personally and enables clearer decision-making. Treat trading as a serious business with proper infrastructure, reliable computer, fast internet, and focused workspace. Build your edge through education, books, courses, and mentorship from experienced traders. Transform your edge into a comprehensive trading plan, specifying entry signals, exit points, stop losses, and position sizing. Winning traders follow their plans. Losing traders abandon them based on emotions. Exit only under specific conditions, when stops hit, profit targets are reached, or time limits expire. Set initial stops where stocks should never go if your thesis is correct, risking only 1 to 2% of capital per trade. Use trailing stops to protect profits as positions move favorably. The 1 to 2% rule ensures survival through losing streaks. The mathematics are stark. Losing 50% requires 100% gain just to break even. Great traders stay reactive rather than predictive, focusing on probabilities over prophecies. When markets align in uptrends, trade aggressively. When conditions deteriorate, reduce exposure or step aside. Maintain a detailed trading journal. This transforms experience into wisdom and reveals patterns in your decision-making. Start with minimal position sizes and gradually increase as capital and confidence grow. This develops skill while limiting damage during the inevitable learning curve. Trading proficiency comes through actual market participation. No amount of paper trading fully prepares you for the emotional challenges of risking real money. The biggest hurdles are starting and persisting through early difficulties. View trading as a marathon requiring patience rather than a sprint promising quick riches. Master one strategy before exploring others. Many traders fail by constantly switching approaches, never developing deep expertise. Most traders lose money by beginning without adequate preparation. Invest substantially in education before risking significant capital. Becoming an earning machine requires first becoming a learning machine. Beyond financial rewards, trading's deeper value lies in self-discovery. The market reflects your strengths and weaknesses with uncompromising clarity, revealing psychological issues like impatience, greed, fear, and ego. If you persist through challenges and maintain disciplined learning, success becomes inevitable. The path may take longer with more detours than anticipated, but consistent application of sound principles eventually yields results. Most traders fail not because the task is impossible, but because they abandon the journey prematurely.
Remember that true happiness derives from relationships and experiences rather than money alone. Trading success provides freedom and options, but these must serve a larger purpose.